The next case from our working group was a 46-year-old woman with pancreatic cancer and a single liver metastasis. The patient was treated with FOLFIRINOX and a good response, followed by surgical resection, but then developed recurrent disease and was treated with gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel with good response for about a year. Dr. Ibrahim posed the question of what the role is of surgical resection in patients with oligometastatic pancreatic cancer who are having a good response to systemic treatment.
This is a very difficult scenario and a great question. And we do frequently see this in the clinic, but I would advise caution in any patient who is metastatic to proceed with a metastectomy, especially when the patient requires a Whipple surgery in addition to it, because the surgery itself has a high level of morbidity. And when someone who has a metastatic lesion, even if that's not metastatic, as we know from the data, the chance of cure is not that great, but it's even much lower in a patient with metastatic disease. We've had patients who are young, might have a tail lesion, might have a biological phenotype that's not a classic pancreas cancer, where this kind of aggressive approach might be more warranted, maybe a BRCA-altered patient, and Eileen can speak to that. But I would exercise a lot of caution before doing something like that.
So Philip and Eileen both actually were on an ASCO guideline that I think was very interesting in terms of management of metastatic disease. And I think that, and Philip has a really interesting algorithm, but Philip, I wanted to ask the audience a couple questions that are embedded in your algorithm. And Eileen, maybe you can respond to this, and then we'll see how it matches up with the ASCO guidelines for first-line therapy. So one of the things that it gets into is the patient has had prior systemic therapy. And of course, there are a lot of variables to look at, but one in particular is how long the metastatic disease develops after that. So we presented a situation where it was less than 6 months. So the patient gets neoadjuvant FOLFIRINOX, has surgical resection, Eileen, but 5 months later has metastatic disease. The audience, and I think the guidelines say gem-nab. Eileen, do you agree?
Yeah, that was my choice as well for this one. And you put out I think the key thing that we think about is the time at which the relapse happens after surgery in relationship to the timing of neoadjuvant therapy. And less than 6 months sort of speaks to primary resistance. I mean, we don't know this with absolute terms in pancreas cancer, and our choices are finite. So for this individual, the initial choice for me would be gem-nab-paclitaxel, but I would certainly leave open the option at the time of progression, pending performance status, to consider modified FOLFIRINOX or even nanoliposomal irinotecan 5-FU. So recycling some of the drugs that the patient had in the neoadjuvant setting.
So Andrew, here's another scenario that's in the guidelines, and there I think there's a couple of alternatives. So this is a situation where the patient gets adjuvant gem capecitabine, which prior to ASCO, I think a lot of people were utilizing, but again, with an early relapse. It looks like the audience is heavily in favor of either FOLFIRINOX or a modified FOLFIRINOX. Andrew, agree?
I agree. I think if you have a patient who's failed both gem and capecitabine, you could argue that they failed both the gemcitabine-based and a 5-FU-based regimen. So you could pick a second-line therapy, and you could go either way, depending on how comfortable you are.
Either way in terms of what?
Either a gem-based combination or a 5-FU-based combination.